Please be, she said. I need to know. I sighed. I was angry. I did not want to talk about it. But if this woman was going to make me do it, then I would do it quickly, and I would not spare her. Okay, Sarah, I said. After you left, the men took us away down the beach. We walked for a short time, maybe 1 hour. We came to a boat on the sand. It was upside down. Some of its planks were broken. It looked like it had been broken by a storm and thrown up onto the beach and left there. The underside of the boat was white from the sun. All the paint had cracked and peeled off it. Even the barnacles on the boat were crumbling off it. The hunters pushed me under the boat and they told me to listen. They said they would let me go once it was over. It was dark under the boat and there were crabs moving around under there. They raped my sister. They pushed her up against the side of the boat and they raped her. I heard her moaning. I could not hear everything through the planks of the boat. It was muffled, the sound. I heard my sister choking like she was being strangled. I heard the sound of her body beating against the planks. It went on for a very long time. It went on into the hot part of the day, but it was dark and cool under the boat. At first my sister shouted out verses from the scriptures, but later her mind began to go, and then she started to shout out the songs we sang when we were children. In the end there were just screams. At first there were screams of pain, but finally they changed, and they were like the screams of a newborn baby. There was no grief in them. They were automatic. They went on and on. Each scream was exactly the same, like a machine was making them. I looked up and I saw Sarah staring at me. Her face was completely white, and her eyes were red, and her hands were up to cover her mouth. She was shaking, and I was shaking too, because I had never told this to anyone before. I could not see what they did to my sister. It was on the other side of the boat that the planks were broken. This is the side I could see through. The killer, the one with the wound in his neck, I could see him.